From roofing and remodeling to the projects you've been putting off, it's time to get to work. And the pros from Lindus are here to help. This is the Lindus Construction Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindus Construction, providing Minnesota and Wisconsin with the best products and workmanship. Now, alongside master craftsman Andy Lindus, here's Denny Long.
Bye. We could probably go on for a few more hours, but we won't. CCO will. But Denny Long broadcasting live here on my second to the last show. And no, the station is not going to change a whole bunch of things. It will go on as usual. A lot of good friends, a lot of folks, a lot of listeners are showing up here at the By the Yard showroom in Jordan, Minnesota, where they have so many good things to eat. I wish I had the chance to get out there and partake. I did there earlier. Andy Lindus is kind enough to actually make that drive. And you promised you're going to be here, and by golly, there
yes,
you
sir.
Are. It's great to see you, and we're going to get some questions answered about a lot of things, and we'll open up the lines as usual to the listeners, find out what you've been up to. It's great to see you in person here. It's been a while since we've done
this.
And our friend Jake from By the Yard is here. We promised, Jake, for those that don't know, you guys here at By the Yard, and we, too, have been giving away some good stuff here.
Yeah, absolutely,
did you,
yeah.
Did
One
you
more
have
prize an, to go.
Do you have another winner?
We do. We've got Karen. Karen is winning one of our Days End Rockers. So yeah.
All right. Good for Karen.
Congrats, Karen. Well, I'll help you shop here in a little bit, Karen.
And what's next then?
Well,
I think right here is next. Is Deb? Come over here, Deb. We got to talk to Deb.
Here, we'll
right?
Deb the mic.
And then
we can share, Jacob.
All right. I know we've got a show to get underway here, but Deb Anderson is with us from By the Yard. You mentioned on a phone call we made a couple of weeks ago about something I did now about your phone system, but you told me that it's possible that our relationship here, advertising, friends, whatever, is closer to 30 years, are you saying?
It is. 1995 is when I started By the Yard, and in 96 you started doing ads for us. I'm sorry, Lindus, I don't want to take up your time, but
Andy doesn't mind.
The first ad you did for me blew up our answering machine, and 2 days later I had to buy another one.
I never
suggested
knew that.
People call for a catalog, and I couldn't keep up. I, jump up, and every time the thing got full, the little light would blink, and I was just doing catalog requests left and right. So I don't know if I thank you or if you were a curse, but those ads, they truly did make By the Yard what it is today.
Well,
and we can't thank you enough, and I can't believe either. It's been 30 years.
Wow.
What a relationship!
But look at
and
look
we
at
love you.
But you thank you, Deb, and we love you too at our house too, and that furniture. And I said it all the time, for years it still looks new. And how many years is it sitting on that deck?
Yeah, room? You've had.
And
it
I'm
for
even
30.
Glad too that I don't have to move it.
Yeah,
it's very substantial furniture.
right. At our age, no, it's a little hard even to do that. I have your original script here. You framed it.
Look at
it's
that.
It's got scribbles and all. Kind
Jake,
of notes
that,
in the margin.
Show that to the folks.
This is what we used to talk about. So
that was my very first scribbled on a legal pad of my very first commercial for By the Yard.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And it has aged better than I have. But I'm going to turn it back over to Lindus Construction. Thanks for
it's good to
sharing
see you.
Your time. Good to see you, too.
Say hi to Raj for us.
I will.
Will you? Thanks
I will.
So much. Deb Anderson, who started it all from By the Yard. Remember that little place that we met you in so many years ago and it built up a couple of larger places? A great success story. And speaking of success, we're going to talk to Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Still a family-owned business. But we kind of did a little tease, Andy. Andy, about next week will be my last show on CCO. I couldn't quite make that 56 years because I started August 16th of 1971. So I told my boss, I'm retiring August 16th of this year. But certain things happened that I couldn't do it. So anyway, we're going to bail out early. And there's a person here who's going to kind of take over. Big time Saturday mornings. And I am so glad. Pick up that microphone. It's our own Laura Oakes.
Thank you, Denny.
I'm so pleased that you're going to be taking this. And be careful what you wish, because you're going to have to get up early.
I know.
Saturday
I've kind of been training myself a little bit already. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the one. And I've told you this privately, and I told my boss privately as well, that Laura has been, and I told you this years ago, you are a tremendous host. And you're going to do such a great job on Saturday morning.
Thank you.
And I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
And right now, Laura, you don't plan on making any changes.
No. There is no replacing you. I mean, people will say, oh, Denny, those are some big shoes to fill. Yeah. And it is not my plan in the least to try to fill any shoes here. I know how much your fans love you, how much they're going to miss you, like all of us will. But I don't plan to make any changes in the foreseeable future. Maybe we'll add some things down the road.
Sure.
But I hope people will come to be as comfortable with me as they have been with you over the years. And like I've always said, and like I told you, I think I told you maybe a year after I started at CCO in 1996, that you were my favorite host on this radio station. Because you are so, you're just like that first cup of coffee in the morning. You're so smooth and relaxed, and it's a conversation. It's not a show. It's a conversation. And so my goal is to just kind of keep that vibe going, hopefully.
I know you will.
And have this be a very relaxed, conversational few hours and do the best I can and not think of it as filling your shoes.
Thank you for saying the things you did, and people are going to love you too. So it's kind of a love fest this morning, but you will. And Laura is also a great writer. She's very creative, and you're going to find a lot of good things happening on Saturday mornings, continuing on. And you still have that spirit, that soul of CCO Radio, and that makes all the difference in the world. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. I'm glad. Thanks for stopping by today.
Of course.
How's your piano and guitar practice?
It's okay. I have given up on thinking that I'm going to be the next rock star at the age of 58.
Yeah.
But I do still play my guitar here and there. I play my keyboard quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I've started doing some other kinds of art. I love to do art. So I do some writing. I'm doing some... my medium I'm finding is colored pencils with watercolor.
All right.
So I work on that when I can, and just trying to keep the house clean and a yard that isn't overgrown with weeds. And, you know, life is busy.
I'll be getting to that too. All right.
Yeah.
We'll be listening. Much success, Laura.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're the one. Thank you. Love you, too. Laura Oaks here on CCO Radio. Very good. Now, Andy, you're a pretty good guy, too.
Well, she's going to have to be good. You know, she's got to do an hour with a roofer a week. So.
Yeah, how about that?
I like roofers.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks again, Laura. Andy Lindis is with us now. He's down here live with us at the By the Yard showroom. Here in Jordan, Minnesota, where isn't this great stuff? You were mentioning last week. You're gonna load up your truck.
I'm getting that fireplace table and
are you
two of the guards for the flames? This has been a problem. I don't know why I didn't think of this. I've never seen this before. I probably should have Googled it and looked it up online. But the nice part about a propane fireplace table is that it's very easy to start. It's not as hot as like a normal campfire. You don't get the cool sounds. The biggest problem with it is it, you know, as a guy that's been in the hammer swinging industry and the power tool industry for as long as I have, hearing problems kind of go hand in hand. And when wind comes through, the noise a propane flame makes as the wind is hitting it, that it annoys you, and you're like, I'd rather not have a fire than to hear that. So I'm pretty excited about the windscreen that goes around the propane table.
I'll have to check that out.
Fireplace. I know my parents need a new propane table at their place. I already have one of those tables, but I don't have the windscreen, so I'm getting two windscreens and a table today, and we'll see by the time I'm
see
I'm
what else you can find.
Well, the nice part about this stuff is, and we've talked about this before, at the lake, there's a mix of lawn furniture. And, you know, on weekends like this weekend, when all of a sudden it goes from 5 people there to 25 people there. And for whatever reason, Memorial and Labor Day weekends, we always get, seems like a storm or two rolls through.
Oh, yeah.
And when you up enough chairs from the neighbors' yards, then you really start to appreciate the by-the-yard stuff that never moves from the fireplace. No matter the weather, this stuff, well, not only does it last forever, you don't have to worry about storage, you don't have to worry about trying to find it in the lake or the neighbor's house either.
Yeah, a lot of people put it on their decks.
Docks,
I should say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And their decks. I tell you what, Andy, we're going to put you back to work here on our home improvement show. If you have any home improvement question for Andy after this break, we'll pick up on those either by phone or by text. You know the number, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, we'll be right back.
Your Saturday source for expert advice, reliable answers, and smart solutions for every corner of your home. This is the Lindis Construction Home Improvement Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, now is your chance to ask the man himself. Andy Lindis has joined us here at the By the Yard showroom during our home improvement show. And Andy, I was looking at some of the other informational ways that Lindis puts out social media, things like that. Mm-hmm. I know you're on television as well. We catch you from time to time. Water damage is one of the topics you've recently talked about with homes. And I missed that particular show. What kind of water damage are we talking about?
Water damage, and particularly where moisture leads to mold. Had the opportunity this week to go on Fox 9, Good Day Fox, the 9 o'clock show that's on Channel 9, and talk about that. And what people don't understand, and we had the pictures of attics, pictures of basements, and if you recall when we got to your house to look at some of those things, to look at your attic space, one of the things that we did was seal up your crawl space area where like the old coal chute was, I believe. And I don't know what it was. It's just a crawl space over the three-season porch, maybe it was.
Oh, yeah.
And the actual rim itself to seal up any of the air that's coming through that. It's one of the leakiest parts of a lot of homes. And if you don't have that sealed up properly and you have moisture coming in with that air, you're going to end up with mold on the walls. If you ever go into a basement that has a really musty or mildewy smell, that could be not only musty and mildew, it could be mold that you're smelling down there. And chances are, a lot of that can get fixed from either places like safebasements.com or a properly working gutter. You don't have to get leaf guard to keep water away from your house. You just need to maintain your gutters in a proper fashion and make sure that once the water is coming out the downspout, it's not pooling up coming back to the house. Because, again, these half-hour jobs are the jobs that cost a couple hundred dollars to go get a new downspout extension because you ran one over with a lawnmower. Or I had one where it was a German Shepherd. You know, I've talked about this before. The guy tied his German Shepherd up to the downspout. And the German Shepherd saw some animal he wanted to chase or something, the mailman, and took off and tore the gutter down from the house, not only, and the downspout. The guy's like, oh, I'm going to get around to fix it. But he didn't get around to fixing it and ended up being, you know, what would have been like a $500 fix, ended up being thousands of dollars in damage in the basement. And so when you look at, again, those are extreme scenarios. But air quality is something, I believe the month of May, which is almost over here, is Clean Air Month nationally. And if the amount of attics that we get into where the insulation is discolored from mold or mildew or dust, and when you start to understand how the house works, where that could be like the giant filter of the air coming into your home, and that filter's full of mold, mildew, or animal droppings, or a combination of all of those things, and that's the air that you're breathing. A lot of times, just some normal maintenance on the exterior of your home, and this is why our maintenance program has gotten very, very busy.
Talk about a little bit, because a lot of folks may not have heard us talking about that particular thing. It's a great idea.
It is, and it's something that we've decided is needed here in the Twin Cities. As these homes age and as more and more people, I don't want to rip on any particular generation of people, but It's not that it's not a particular generation. I just think that there's more. Our lives are busier. It seems like there's everyone in the house is working or gone. Like just getting meetings with people's at houses. So I just think we run out of time to maintain these homes. And so we're seeing building materials that are supposed to last 30, 40, 50 years fail after 5 or 10 years, or you're having mold issues or leaking issues, or heck, if when we talk to people about their furnace filters and just changing the batteries in your smoke detectors or CO detectors, the deer in headlights looks that my people get pretty regular is a little alarming. So for very little money, you're getting a not only an expert in all things home, a true craftsman from Linus Construction to come out and spend anywhere from an hour to 2 hours at your house doing a complete 360 analysis of your home's exterior. He's going to look at all of your smoke detectors, all of your CO detectors. He's going to talk to you about your furnace filter. He's going to look at every chunk of caulking on the entire home and then write a report specific to your home on how to best maintain it and what needs to happen over the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, so you can actually plan and maintain your house in a proper way so you're not dealing with the unexpected. 71% of the window jobs and door jobs that we install are getting some type of rotten wood replaced.
That much, that high percentage?
That's a pretty high percentage.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them would have been avoided had the proper flashing or silicone been maintained on the exterior of the home to stop that water infiltration to begin with. So, again, it's under $300 for one of my people to come out. And on that first visit, you're getting a 3D model of your home as well with an entire takeoff of your home where you can, you know, play with this 3D model, change colors, windows, however you want. But no going forward. You don't know exactly how big your roof is, how much siding you have, every size of your windows and doors, and you're going to know all of the problem areas and what you really need to watch out for on that particular house.
Because really, I mean, you talk about being proactive. That's a great way to do it. Plus, homeowners, unless, you know, you're in the business like you, Andy, you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. And we've always said, like, insurance companies were smart. You know how, like, your yearly checkup is free at the doctor?
Yeah.
The yearly maintenance checkup should be free. Like, the insurance companies, if they were to, like, if we were to pay a contractor to come out and take care of some of these small things, what it can do for just on wind mitigation alone to make sure that stuff isn't blowing off of your home or that it's holding up. You're not leading to anything rotten. You're not leading to a furnace failing and pipes freezing up in the wintertime, which it was a bad year for that. We've gotten quite a few of those this year where
frozen pipes.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one fella who's related to me telling me a story. He went and checked in on a friend's house and then just needed the heat turned on. So, because they were out of town or whatever reason. And so he went and turned the heat on. Didn't realize that all the pipes had burst.
No.
The problem is when you turn the heat on, those pipes thaw out then. And now they start, a week later,
flooding.
Someone was at the house and saw how flooded it actually was. So you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. Again, it's something, you know, again, it's an extreme example, but the amount of frozen pipes we saw both on the exterior homes and in basements and in around, it seems like I'm having more and more of these conversations the last couple of months.
Isn't that something? Andy, hang on. We're going to take a break for that forecast, and when we come back, one thing I've learned over the years with this show, and maybe a lot of homeowners, folks think the same thing. When you think of attic insulation, well, I'm just going to put up a bunch of bats, and that's all I need to worry about.
We talk about the 56 years of Denny at WCCO. I want to hear, like, stories from 71, the biggest difference.
That's good. That's going to be in my, that's going to be in my book.
I like it. I will buy that book.
A short volume, short stories. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about insulation, but one thing you brought to my attention and our listeners too is how important ventilation is. I always thought I just had to worry about insulation. We'll do that.
All right.
When we come back, and if you have any kind, we do have some texters we want to help out too. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830 WCCO.
Now, the latest conditions and the outlook for the next few days with your CCO forecast.
Partly sunny skies. Karen Falloon, who is here visiting. Thank you, Karen, for joining me in the celebration. She said, I can go ahead and say it's 70, the high today. So they were always being particular, saying it was going to be 69. She says, just say 70. So it's going to be 70 today. Mostly clear overnight. It's going to be 51. Sunny tomorrow near 81. Come Memorial Day on Monday, sunshine near 88, but even warmer Tuesday. If you can sneak another day off, skies will be sunny near 92 on Tuesday. Got to talk to Andy about that, working on the 90-degree day. By Wednesday, there's a chance of rain, small one, 87. By the end of the week, Friday, looks like mostly sunny, near 80 by Friday. At this moment, we have a south breeze at 9, dew point 50, 72% humidity, and it's overcast. And our current CCO temperature reading, 59 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Your Saturday source for expert advice, reliable answers, and smart solutions for every corner of your home. This is the Lindus Construction Home Improvement Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.
And if just joining us, we are broadcasting live from the beautiful showroom of By the Yard, my favorite patio furniture in the whole world. And Andy, you kind of like this stuff too.
Yeah. Not only are these chairs comfortable, but I could see myself sitting and lounging and taking naps in most of these chairs here.
Yeah.
I do have that, like a couch very similar to that from By the Yard at my house. I know we have a bunch of the Adirondack chairs. I have the fireplace thing. I'm about to have the fireplace ring. We have a table like this at one of the places as well with the built-in umbrella holder. But our chairs don't have these.
They're kind of rocking?
Yeah, like a spring shock system in here. And I'm a bigger fella, and I always appreciate that I don't get wedged into these chairs either. I'm not just squeezing into it. So, yeah, nice feature.
I've joked with Deb Anderson from By the Yard for years that once I sit into an Adirondack chair, I can never get out of them.
Yes.
You know, kind of funny, you fall deeply behind it.
And the later around the campfire that you are, the harder they are to get out of as well. And
funny,
I have a feeling
there's
that. Plenty of those Adirondack chairs that had people taking either sleeping in or long extended fire time naps.
Need an extra vacation day to get out. Again, if you have a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Before the break, we were talking about insulation and ventilation. And for years, and maybe people still think this, that attic insulation, just start with that.
Mm-hmm.
That if you put more insulation, that's all we need. Just pile a bunch of batting in there, and you're good to go. But a lot of people forget about ventilation. Why is that so important?
Not only ventilation, attic air sealing. What we have to understand is the majority of attics that we work on every year have more than one type of insulation in them. So when you start to understand that, the attics that we're going into are people that have tried to fix this problem already. And we're back again to try to fix it again. The R value on the insulation, I think, means the least in the attic. Adding insulation of all the projects to do in your attic would be one of the things, if I had to cut corners, it would be on the R value of insulation. Attic air sealing, in fact, I'd rather put down 2 inches of foam, and you're not going to meet the codes for R value there, but I think 2 inches of foam with proper attic air sealing and ventilation performs better than just blowing in an R60 of fiberglass or cellulose. Because people have to remember, fiberglass and cellulose, air still moves throughout it. And the big thing is stopping the air from either leaving your house into the attic and making sure that your vents are working the way they should, meaning that the soffit is the intake. And then the exhaust is somewhere in the top part of the roof, whether you have the square vents, the Worthy Bird vents, as people call them, or turbine vents, and or the ridge venting. We almost always use ridge venting. The goal in the wintertime is to try to get the attic the same temperature as it is outside. But so when we go into projects, people get, again, when we, like, they call us out to look at their attic insulation. That's what people think. And we want to look at the basement. We want to look at the doors. We want to look at the attic access. We want to look at the soffits.
The whole
body. We want to look at the roof. Because all of that stuff works together. And it's like 2.4, 2.5 types of insulation on average. So it means some of them have three or four different types of insulation. Some of them have one type of insulation that we're taking out of attics to fix the attic the proper way. So sometimes it's not only they've tried to fix it twice. They've tried to add insulation three, four, five times to this attic in order to get their house warmer, and none of that has ever worked. So when you remember that and you're going into that type of project and trying to learn how your house works, you're going to be in a better spot. So ventilation and attic air sealing. I'm not talking about this is sometimes people get confused. You're talking about the ceiling of the house.
Right.
I'm talking as ceiling with an S. So we're going to seal that area off to not allow air to move between the attic and the home in a way to make sure that one, again, so think of it in the wintertime, that warm air, if it does escape into the attic, and your attic's a cold surface, now you got warm air meeting a cold surface. Now you're going to get some type of condensation. That condensation is either going to turn into frost, which eventually will start to rain in your attic. Now you have all this insulation you just paid a lot of money for, and it's going to lower the R value. Now you have a great spot for mold and mildew to go. We've already established that your attic is leaking air. So now you're adding mold and mildew to this giant filter of insulation that you're going to breathe in for the next couple of years. And I think a lot of times when people are having like bad issues, we hear it from customers pretty regular that we fix their houses. Their house is what's making them sick.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that. And I think once we get in there, and again, you got to carve out 2 hours of time. This isn't going to be a quick fix. We're going to have to spend some time diagnosing what's going on here. If you can carve out 90 minutes of time to meet with one of our professionals to go through it, whether or not you use us, you're going to be highly educated about how your house works. But enough about insulation. Let's talk Denny Long and 56 years of radio time, because of my own curiosity. Like, what if you had to put a big change from 71 to today on the radio? What would the biggest changes be? Like, what have you seen this industry do?
I think the biggest change is the industry itself. Anybody who's been in this business a long time, and producer Ryan, even though he's a lot younger, has seen it too. And you and I talk about it when you brought up corporate America,
yeah,
buying certain things and changing things. That has been the biggest change in the broadcast industry, is and not necessarily for the better.
That it's one or two people owning the entire shoot match, and everyone's reporting to the same person now.
And you know, it used to be, and not used to be, some people who will say, "Well, CCO was only good way back when." That all these people, and they're only good then. We have some of the people will say that. Some of the old timers will say that, if I can use that term. But we have, in my opinion, our lineup is some of the best I've ever seen. These people are very not only talented, but they're aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they keep the respect of the call letters. And I think that's what I truly believe right now. But the biggest change I've seen is the industry itself. Who owns it? Well, look at 50 years ago, we would get mail. We didn't have internet. We didn't have cell phones. We had four television stations, and maybe CCO Radio, the management, was worried about four radio stations being raided. But look at the competition now. That pie, your industry, the pie is divided up so much now that it's a tough, if I was management of this radio station, that's a tough job.
Yes, it is. Hey, mail's not dead. I got a letter the other day from a listener who's retiring, like a handwritten letter with pictures, which is pretty exciting because my brother, Adam, especially, is, and we've been playing a little bit of phone tag, this guy's got a bunch of woodworking material and tools, and like nice tools, and he's retiring and wants to find a good home
for
his tools. And that just, that alone tells you the type of people that, that are actually out there. He wants to find a good home for his tools.
Sure.
You know, and I think I can make a good home for some of these tools. Like when I'm talking like wood lathes and drill press and the whole nine yards to like build a, you could have a mini cabinet shop. And this,
you're licking your chops over
this. Yeah. I'm pretty excited to see what kind of deal I can get on some of these tools. But an actual handwritten letter sent in the mail with the thing. I don't have email. I don't have a smartphone. If you want, you can write a letter back to me, or here's my home number. And I thought that was just, you know, it's fun to have a throwback every now and then. And so there's probably a lot more of that in 1971 than there is
in
25 year or 26. But still, hey, we get letters every now and then. You just got to, I unfortunately didn't get it for like a week. I don't get mail anymore. Like people, my wife or people at work get the mail, and I get it after it, like,
you have people to take care of that.
Well, and I just never think. I look at all my emails and all my phone calls I ever get. Well, maybe not all my emails, but enough of them.
Yeah,
to stay dangerous.
It's been a great ride. There's no doubt in all those years.
Any big memory, like anything that happened on the radio or that really stands out to you over the 56 years?
I've had so many great experiences, had the chance to interview. First of all, I was kind of like the DH, the designated hitter of CCR. I'd fill in for a lot of people. Had the chance to work with some great talent and work with them and for them sometimes. But I've had the chance to interview so many people, writers, actors, musicians, that I was just thinking about this last night, as a matter of fact. I know we're kind of getting off the home improvement topic, but I had the chance to fill in, I think it was for Dan Hertzgard one day, and the producer, we had no scheduled guest, and the producer came in at the last minute and said, I got to ask you a favor. There's a guest in the lobby that made the mistake. He was supposed to be here tomorrow, and he's here today. Could you interview him? I said, sure, who is it? Ben Johnson, the actor. And I regret it to this day, because Ben Johnson, for those that don't know, he has been in so many movies. He was in Shane. He was that far back, and in an Academy Award for The Last Picture Show. I just wish I had the prep time. It was just a wonderful guy. But it was one of those things that I wish I was better prepared to ask. But he was a wonderful experience. But it's hard to pin down after all those years and being able to talk with so many folks.
So 56 years, how many minutes of radio would that be?
I'm bad at math, so don't ask.
So like you do how many hours a week typically now?
Well, no prep time, not any. There's just 4 hours on a Saturday.
4 hours on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So even 4 hours on a Saturday over 56 years, that's quite the number. I'm going to do some math here at the end. I did some math while I was sitting there talking to Ginny earlier, and we found out that we've been doing this since 2007, and it would be 41 days straight. If we were to start recording right now, it would take us 41 days to match the amount of hours of radio that we've done. So it's almost 20 years of doing an hour every Saturday, and it doesn't seem that long. Like it went by pretty darn quick, and we get a lot of the same questions over and over.
I always
thought like, well, this is ever going to end, but it's not. The stuff that's relevant is always going to be relevant, and I don't know if you understand like what you've done for our business and our brand. You've helped us establish an expertise in the Twin Cities that is the envy of people around the country. And this is WCCO as a whole. And this is why you get people like Deb, who's been on the radio for 30 years. And all that I've seen is, like, my customers have By the Yard furniture, have Cambria countertops, have Aquarius, Kinetico systems in their houses. And they have LeafGuard gutters, and Lindus Construction did their roof. And it's as loyal as a customer gets. But all of those companies have one thing in common. They're customer-centric people as well. So all we have to do is take care of the customer. And you, sir, have helped us create a brand that when I go to around the country, I'm in seminars, we're looked at as the example of what you could build if you did a radio show. In fact, I was just at a seminar that said, and this is no offense to all of you folks out here selling radio. Now, Mary, sorry. But this is what the seminar said. Unless you're going to do a radio show like Lindis is doing, I would not advertise on the radio, and I'm probably not supposed to say that because they went through all these analytics on stuff. But to be, I've never really talked about this with you before, but this is the example in my industry on how to build a brand and how to, like, we're not out here. Every question isn't like get an estimate from Lindis.
Right.
We're trying our best to answer questions and help people as best we can. And you have done as many home improvements as any human I've been around. Like, you always had stuff, and you're always better at the painting and staining questions than I ever would. And you did this for a few years before, like, the Home Improvement Show isn't just 20 years old. And you guys are doing this. It was Home Depot before that, and the Builders Association of the Twin Cities before that, I believe. So this is, again, I'm going to miss you, and I wish you nothing but the best in retirement. But what you've done for us and our brand and helping me be recognized as an expert in the Twin Cities, this is why I got to go on Channel 4 and talk about doors last week and go on Channel 9 and talk about air quality last week. This is, you know, stuff that came to us and is there for us to do. It's not like paid spots. We're looked to as the expert of the industry, and this is why I will try to do this. Is I don't know if I can make it 56 years, Denny, but that doesn't mean we need to get a bigger advertising budget, Mary. Like, you hear what I'm saying here.
You could do it. You could do it. You could just have to start at 10 years old like I did. But thank you for those kind words. But I know we have to take a break here. But keep in mind, many years ago, Boone and Erickson advised me that if you're going to endorse a client, a product, or a service, make sure you really like them. Make sure you talk about them as truthful and you really believe in them. But otherwise, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed in Lindis, and to this day, but to your credit, still a family-run business. You do quality work, and you are customer-oriented.
Very much so.
That's why it's a success. And yeah, you're right. The combination of CCO and Lindis works. That combination, that organization of both. But thanks for the comments, and you still got to pay your bill. We're going to take a break and be right back with more. News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented every week by Lindis Construction, and will be on this particular show and next week as well. I know we have a few minutes to go, Andy, and there are some folks sending a text. Now, here's something. We talk about critters once in a while, mm-hmm. and you've had to remove critters from homes. Listener wants to know any advice for getting raccoons out from under a deck.
Ooh, live trap.
Okay.
Live trap, and then you can get them to go away from the house. Like, go and let them off at not a park near you. Like, when I say near you, like, just don't put them across the street. Get them down the thing. But a live trap seems to work pretty well for raccoons. Caught quite a few that way. I think getting rid of raccoons is easier than getting rid of squirrels. Red squirrels in particular, they seem to come back and come back and come back and do a lot more damage than the raccoons do, but it is. I saw a raccoon 2 days ago. I thought he was going to be like a Guinness World Record. This raccoon looked like a big dog. It was like a 40-pound raccoon, belly dragon. Like, I'm like, this thing just has lived in a cornfield its entire life and has hit every bird feeder known to man. Which I got cameras on my bird feeders now.
Yes.
I feed raccoons more than I think I feed the birds.
The birds, yeah, that's kind of typical. Let's grab a phone call. I think Dan from Lakeville is on the horn calling in. Dan, how can we help you?
Hey, guys. I just want a couple of things. Number one, I just want to tell Andy how wonderful the company is. We've been used to you for like 3 or maybe 4 projects over the years.
Wow.
And this has been going on. We just had Jesse out a bit ago. We had an insulation problem, and he came out, inspected the property, the attic, and he analyzed it quickly. And within 3 weeks or 2 weeks, we had Lindis insulation team out here, and they, in a 3-day process, they sucked out all the old insulation, sprayed new, and then topped it off with cellulose. So it was just bing, bing, bing. It was all done, and it was a great job.
And Jesse was the point guy on
yes,
that particular
he was.
Job.
Yep, that's correct.
Good so four sleep kid from the neighborhood?
Yeah. He was good. It was really fun. But anyhow, I just wanted to say also, my wife and I talk about this often. Andy, when you first started doing your show with Denny, we thought, oh my goodness, this is never going to go anywhere. Because he was basically saying, oh, well, get some quotes from contractors and do that, you know. He was like, you were afraid to give some advice, but over the years, that show has developed into such an information catalog that a homeowner can use. You do an excellent job on the radio with Denny, and it's just really good.
Well,
and finally,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know about you, Denny, but it has been an education process. So it seems like every week. Luckily, if I get asked something that I don't know, I tend to look it up and find the answer.
Do a little research
and phone a friend or get an expert. Remember, we used to have the experts. At least I did. I had three people that I could text on breaks. So a lot of times my answer would be like, you know what, I want to do some research on the break, and I'll let you know when I get back. And that seemed to help out. Or a lot of times I'd try to like, I don't know, do you know?
We'd help each other.
Yeah.
Dan, did you have
no,
another...
I just wanted to say thank you very much, Denny. I've been a fan of yours and listening to your program forever. It seems like you're just my friend for Saturday mornings, and it's a very comforting show. I enjoy it so much. I'm going to miss you on the air, as I'm sure all the rest of your listeners will as well. Wish you nothing but the best in the future, and I hope our paths can meet sometime soon.
Well, I hope so too, Dan. Thank you for the kind words, and you'll be in good hands with the Lower Oaks to continue on that CCO tradition. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time, excuse me, and calling in. I know, Andy, we have a couple of minutes to go, literally a couple of minutes. And a texter, and I don't want to forget about it here, asking about, if I can find it, don't go away. Solar technology, is it improving or becoming more affordable? What do you think?
I think it always is improving. I always think that there's certain people behind solar that are looking for ways to improve it. I know the batteries are coming along, but I also know almost everybody that does what I do around the country has lowered or lessened the offers of solar that they have. And the unfortunate part is, without any federal rebates, tax rebates, solar does not become a very good ROI or return on investment for most people. And I think that you can look at it one of two ways. Like, I'm okay with the federal government saying, all right, we can stop giving out some type of money. Eventually, you know, enough's enough. Something should be able to stand on its own two legs. But I'm also, I spend a lot of time outdoors, and our environment and is very, very important to me. So you can't help but wonder, what can we do to make this a better spot in the world for the next people that are here? And I just, you know, again, where solar is going to go, what goes into landfill, lithium battery, this. I'm, you know, I'm a roofer. I'm not an expert on this. What I do know is the offerings right now for solar in the Twin Cities are less than they were at this point last year. And GAF has pulled out of this market completely. Part of that is to do with the federal funding going away. Mm-hmm. And the other part is that you know, our energy suppliers here are not the easiest to work with. Without Dakota County Cooperative, very easy to work with. Might be the best utility I've ever worked with in my entire life.
There's a plug as we head out of here. Thank you all. Thank you all for joining us here at By the Art. Andy, good to see you. We'll see you back in the studio for our final show next week. Thank you all for showing up and getting some goodies here. And thanks to By the Yard for being a great partner and a great friend as well. Denny Long, thanks for listening.